Since 1957, Krauss & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krauss & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
Only place we need to be worried about is where Jesus didn't pay the price. But if I read my Bible right, Jesus paid the price for everything. Past, present, future, amen. He paid the price for everything, so everything's covered under the blood. Amen. So, James chapter 4, go there with me. James chapter 4, verse 6. He starts out here with an interesting, how it's worded. He says in verse 6, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Somebody say, he gives more grace. Verse 6, but he gives more grace. Now I'm wondering, okay, more grace than what? But he gives more grace. Okay, the question should be, more grace than what? But he gives more grace. I want you to ask yourself, more grace than what? Well, let me bring something into light. No matter how, let me say this. God will always give you more grace, that is, his ability to conquer. In any situation, you will always have more grace than there is power of sin that is present. That's why it says, but he gives more grace. In other words, no matter what temptation may come, no matter what the enemy might present with you, to you, or whatever you may be drawn away from, he gives more grace. In other words, you'll always have more ability to overcome or to conquer, then there is power that lies in sin. That's why it says where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. In other words, wherever there is sin, the temptation to sin, the power of grace, the ability of grace, it will much more abound. In other words, you always have more strength, more power than enough to overcome anything that comes your way. Remember, Wednesday night, we looked at how Jesus did everything here on earth as a man. And not one sin was able to snare him. Hello? And I hear somebody saying, all right, well, that was Jesus. Well, is that same Jesus living on the inside of you in the person of the Holy Spirit? Well, when he walked as a man, his dependence was upon the Holy Spirit that was on the inside of him. And there are no baby Holy Ghosts. That same anointing, that same power that raised Christ from the dead, that same Holy Spirit is the same Holy Spirit that you received. Let's take it a little bit back further. The same Holy Ghost that was brooding upon the face of the deep when there was darkness. And God the Father said, light be. And the Holy Spirit went and arrested the darkness, and light came. That same Holy Spirit, when you don't know what to do, he'll instruct you on what to do. When you get into stuff you can't get out of, he'll get you out of it. When your body gets sick and you can't get well, he's the healer. He's the deliverer. The same Holy Spirit. When you need wisdom and you don't know what the answer is, God will give you the answer. When you don't know which way to go, God will show you the way to go. He'll do everything you cannot do. He'll bring things to your remembrance you can't even remember. God will bring them back to your remembrance. He'll even show you what's to come. Holy Spirit will show you what's coming. That same, not another. That same Holy Ghost I heard our sister say this morning, God can be everywhere, all the time. He ain't confused by five of us praying at the same time. Well, one of y'all pray one time. We're one at a time. No, everybody can be praying at one time. God hears it all, understands it all, knows it all, answers it all at once. That same Holy Ghost. It's not another. He's the one that dwells inside. Somebody say he gives more grace. Go back to Romans chapter 5 with me. Romans chapter 5 and verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But we read this earlier. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Again, no matter how strong the temptation of sin, God gives great grace, great ability to conquer it. But we read in James chapter 4, where God only gives his grace, his ability to the humble. Now that'll show many of us why in some areas we've been defeated or why we didn't conquer. And it's simply because you didn't humble yourself. Oh, this is good stuff. This is Christianity 101. You know, in sports today, you see a lot of guys trying to be like LeBron or, you know, like Mike was or like Kobe and all that, but they have no fundamentals. And so they do a whole bunch of stuff, but they never win. You see, it's Christianity. You know, a lot of people know a lot of stuff, but they have no fundamentals. And so it takes a long time for them to get off of cycles and get through stuff. And they never catch the fact that if they would just humble themselves, no matter what your position is, you know, Jesus took upon himself that just before the Last Supper, he stripped himself down, had on a loincloth, took off his robe like a slave. That's exactly how the slaves do. Just had the little took that off. The disciples, I'm sure, were in amazement. What is he doing? They witnessed all these miracles and knew that he was God in the flesh. But yet, here he is disrobing himself and washing their feet. He leaves us an example. If you're going to experience great grace, mega grace, one of the keys is that of humility. Because God resists the proud. Now, you know, proud people ain't always the one talking a whole lot. Sticking their chest out. Sometimes people are proud, they don't say anything. Because they're not going to obey God. They're not listening to God. They're not going to receive anything from anyone because they're going to do it themselves. They're quiet, don't say much, but they're proud. Don't shout me down. This middle row got real quiet. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everybody. Who you talking to? So proud. Pride is not just someone boastful. And no. Some people are proud. They don't say anything, but their heart is proud, and God can't get to them to give them that mega grace to overcome, because He resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. That's Christianity 101. When you got born again, you didn't come to God with your chest poked out. I don't care if you were a millionaire at the time that you got saved. When you came to God, your heart, you were broken. Yeah. Amen. You were a vessel that came to God needing the Savior. You didn't come to God talking about, well, he need to save me. No. You came. I don't care what you look like, what you had on, where you were, what how long it took. You came to God. The reason why God saved you, because your heart had humbled. It was His loving kindness that drew you, and you responded, and you humbled yourself, and then grace came. Amen. I said, then grace came. People that come to the altar and they're stiff and haughty and stiff-necked, maybe they're quiet, but they're that way. It's like bouncing. You know, even in praying, I'll just share a little insight here, but even in praying for people many times, and I lay hands on a lot of people in like Africa, different places, but here too. When you lay hands, you can tell a person that's receptive. I can. Because I've done it many times, and I used to wonder why it felt like, you know, you're hitting a wall here. And sometimes when a person is really, really, you know, you see that they're hurting and they really want to get out, but there's a wall. I'll make them do something else. I say, don't go anywhere. Don't wait here. And then I say, I want you to turn around 7 times. You know, because what they're doing, they're breaking something in their spirit, in their mind. It's pulling something down. So when you pray for them again, boom, there it is. They get it. And all of a sudden they start to cry or they start to shout or whatever it is. But, you know, you have to break it. Why? Because sometimes there's pride there. Sometimes somebody's been hurt. And they put up a wall and say, nobody ever going to hurt me like that again. But see, in order to move with God, you got to move in grace. And so those walls have to come down. Otherwise, you crystallize right where you are. Sometimes ministries just stop. And they don't go any farther. And 30 years ago, they were doing the same thing they're doing today. And I'm not talking about membership. It's all about membership. But they had 10 people then. They got 12 people now. 30 years. Something wrong with that picture. And I'm not saying that God, you know, God can do whatever he wants. I agree that God can do and will do. But understand what I'm trying to say. When our hearts harden and walls go up out of pride, then it's hard for grace to reach us. Now what God does, he puts plan B into action. The way of a transgressor is hard. God starts making stuff hard. Because you're after success without him. And he's not going to have that. So he'll come in and he'll mess up your success. And then you, if you're still adamant, try something, he'll mess that up too. And you'll be rebuking the devil till you're blue in the face. And the devil sitting on the porch crying. Because you're falsely accusing him. But it's God that allows these things, you know, and it's a result of the sin that produces that. But God stepped back and allows it. Because he knows the path. And the way of a transgressor gets harder and harder. Because that's God's mercy. To sometimes get you broken down so that you return. Take for example the prodigal son. When he left his father's house, he took his portion of inheritance, went out there, got to partying. But he didn't realize right away that he was out from under the grace. Right away, the devil stole everything he had till he finally come to himself in the hog pen. He said, I'm returning back to my father's house. Because at least in his house, the slaves, the servants eat better than this. Amen. He saw right away what will happen. That way of a transgressor gets harder and harder and harder. And God purposes that so that you will return to him.
We are continuing in part 7 of Mega Grace, Abounding in Grace. The wages of sin is death. Sin damages your heart and will cause you difficulty with trusting and believing God. Sin also makes you doubt God's love. Your warfare is not against the devil. Jesus has already defeated him once and forever. Your focus should not be on sin, but we should be God-conscious at all times. James 4 and 6 says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.